Welcome to another episode of the Peak Performance Selling Podcast, where we interview top sellers and sales leaders to learn the different tips, tricks, and mental strategies that they use to create sustainable peak performance. Let's get rolling. So a piece that I want to hear some of your perspective on that I always love talking about, folks, is around this concept of the mindset and like how athletes bring a really unique mindset into sales. I think you mentioned your son is in the athletic realm, played D1 hockey and things of the sort. And so you've got a chance to see that with your seller's hat on as well. So talk to me a little bit about how does sports and sales, like where does the intersection of those pieces come in?
Yeah, there are a lot of things in sales that really match up well with elite sports, like Division I college sports and professional athletics. And I've been lucky to be around quite a few top athletes that are either professional or collegiate or both. And over time, you know, what I've realized is just because you were an athlete in college doesn't mean you're going to be able to sell. And that's what a lot of companies have done is they're like, oh, find a D1 athlete. And yes, they may be very good, but so could someone who was a star in debate or someone who was an artist with, really disciplined abilities and talents. It doesn't mean that only an athlete can do this, but what top athletes and top sellers have in common is the mindset piece. The idea that if you had a game on Friday night and you lost, you can't come in to Saturday's game thinking you're going to lose again. You come into Saturday fresh, ready to go. Same thing with sales. You had a tough week last week. Great. It's gone. It's over. Walk in the door. It's all new. And you use your mindset to move forward. And it's the idea of having supportive beliefs that you're going to move forward rather than unsupportive beliefs, which is what hurts athletes as well.
I think that belief system is so powerful because it does dictate how we operate and how we show up in any occasion. And so one of the questions that I love to ask people that you just answered for me is how do you bounce back from a tough week as a seller? And I love the philosophy from Coach K at Duke, next play. It's the only thing that matters is what do you go do next? And as you look at different leaders that then have to manage multiple folks on a team, how do you see them showing up? Is it the exact same? Do they have to change their style a little bit and dig into the losses a little bit more? How do you think that shows up from maybe that coaching or leader level?
Well, it's always good to know what happened, what went wrong so we don't do that again. And I think a lot of people do that where they kind of pull apart deals that they either they lost or won. It's really good when you win a deal too, to figure out what did we do right and how can we do that again as well. But beyond that, yeah, I think you move forward to the next opportunity and you go in with all the optimism, that you have and work to, build rapport and be focused on the existing opportunity and not dwell on the past or look to the future. You got to be right in that moment. That's what's hard for a lot of us is to really stay focused.
It is tough. We talk about all the things that are my own personal challenges for many of us as humans. Another question that came to mind for me that I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on is I have this belief that it's a little challenging for a sales manager to be a fantastic coach for a rep because they can coach them to how to sell more, but there's not necessarily an incentive to coach them to grow their career if maybe it's not sales or whatever it might be, because there's a little bit of bias in there, which is why I'm still thinking about that hiring VA comment that's outside and biased. But I'd be just curious your thoughts on how can managers show up as a really effective coach for their reps? Or is it put it in the container of, I'm going to coach you on how to sell more and be better there, and you can find somebody else to coach you for other things?
Yeah, I look back and I had 23 managers in my sales career. And I always say that some were awesome and some were awful. Both words start with an A. And the ones that were awesome were beyond the office. You know, they cared about me as a human being. And so if I wasn't a fit for the role or the company, they're the kind of people that would help me to figure out what I needed to do next. And they wouldn't just be like, oh, you know, I can only help you with this role. You know, that's where I stop. The people who are servant leaders, you know, they will help you throughout, you know, to help you accomplish what it is that you need to get done. And those are people that I remember as the awesome managers and leaders that I had. The awful ones, they were just focused on the opportunity task at hand, hitting their numbers, you know, getting me to hit my numbers so they could hit their numbers. There wasn't much more to it than that in some instances. And that's when I became very self-motivated, you know, and I remember setting my own goals and having my own awards and accomplishments and celebrating those with my own prizes if need be. So, it's really important that you know what type of a leader you are. And if it is just for the job and to help someone do that, then do that really, really well. But learn what servant leadership is so that it's not all about you, it's about them.
Super, super fantastic answer to that question. A couple last things to wrap up with you on here, as there's so many good nuggets of wisdom. I always love asking folks I interview, do you love winning or dislike losing more?
Yeah, that's a popular question. I love winning more than anything, more than I hate losing. It kind of bums me out to lose, but I love to win. How about you?
I like both. I cop out on the answer because I think one, I actually heard a great video that Sam Schulman sent me about Kobe Bryant talking about this, where he falls into the middle. He says, you know, I absolutely love the taste of victory and the losses are okay because I learn from the losses. I grow from the losses. So I don't have this really bad taste. I don't like to lose for sure, but I've reframed my losses as opportunities to find new victories, to find new wins. And I like that answer, especially because, again, I think our school system has conditioned us to say, oh, we have to put one answer in one box or another. And it's like, no, let's break the box wide open. So I like them both. But, you know, it's always a tough one.
Yeah.
The last question that I have for you before we figure out where folks can find you, link to a ton of the awesome resources and content that you've got out there. What does success mean to you?
Wow. Well, I would say success means family and friends, because we can always make more money. You know, we can always get a new job. We can always build a new career. We can always buy new stuff. But something that most of us have learned, particularly through the pandemic, those of us that were going so fast, I was on so many planes before that, you know, never had a chance to really slow down. And then we have a lot of time to think and to spend, you know, with our family or without our families in some cases. And it was just such a learning experience, and just really makes me appreciate being in the present moment and being around the family and friends that we care about.
That's a beautiful answer. I think as humans, we are social creatures. And again, leveraging what initially looked like a huge loss, a terrible sacrifice of this pandemic, getting out of that routine of, I bet you were on planes many, many, many times a week prior to that, to now actually sit down and, you know, ideally, especially as things open up, have more time with the family and friends, or having the losses that have come as well to really make you value and realize the value of our life. I think that is a beautiful form of success, Lori. So thank you so much for sharing with us, with our community. Where can folks find you? There's a ton of different things that I'll link to in the show notes, but where's the best place for folks to find you and connect?
Well, thank you, Jordan. It was wonderful thinking about some of these questions. I enjoyed the conversation. People can find me at Score More Sales in most places. I'm not on TikTok, but you know, I can't do it all, right? but you know, certainly LinkedIn is a great place to connect. Score More Sales, that's my handle on LinkedIn, and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, also Women Sales Pros.
Great. Well, thank you so much that you have been doing and you're continuing to do for the sales community to help bring more women into sales, show them a path, coach them, train them, show them how you can absolutely go out and kick ass. And for the men as well, that can learn from you and really, you know, again, start to expand what we see as that traditional sales professional. So Lori, thank you so much. And until next time, let's go crush it.
It's thanks to help from listeners like you, this podcast can continue to grow and help others. If you found anything helpful in today's episode, please take a second, share with a friend, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast today. Thanks.